Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is 106. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Thank you to all the folks who tune in each and every week listening to the Shaletta Show. Jim Platten, the equipment manager over at College St. John's in St. Cloud. Thank you so much for listening to the show and for being a part of this broadcast each and every week. Linnea, Cozy, Tom, you guys, I tell you, engage with me on social media, engage with me via text message, because I just be giving my phone number out to people on the street. That's how I roll, because I really want to be in touch with the people who listen to this show. Even heard from Charlotte this morning. Her mom listens to this show religiously. And look, this is how dedicated our listeners are. Okay. Wanted to let me know that she failed this morning while she was out walking the dog, and she wasn't going to be able to hear the show. I said, listen, you take care of yourself. You get to the hospital. You don't be worried about me in this show. And then followed up just now to let me know that she's got 2 cracks and she's headed home and she's going to be catching the rest of the broadcast. I said, we must have something really special going on over here if folks are leaving the hospital to get home to listen to this broadcast. But listen, we are going out for the first time. A lot of us, it's warm outside. We're walking. We're exercising. We're getting in and out of the car. Let's be careful. Our body is not what it used to be last summer. Okay, we are all 1 year older, kids included. And so we just got to be careful as we're going in and out of the store. Take your time, no rushing. If the dog is trying to get away, let them go. They'll come back. The food's at your house. Don't be running behind them animals. You take your time and you make sure you are safe. Now, I grew up in the projects. Subsidized housing in Houston, Texas, in Fifth Ward, one of the city's best but most impoverished communities. And we grew up without a lot. My mother worked very hard, got little pay for the 2 or 3 jobs that she had to raise us until she met and married my father. And, you know, we did without a lot. And so I remember when COVID happened. And the kids at my church in North Minneapolis, who live in subsidized housing, were without internet. A lot of those kids were with my children as they had autism. And we were in groups together and we did community events together. And when COVID happened, we really saw the digital divide. Because my kids all had their iPads and, you know, we were connected and they were still meeting with their therapist online. They were still meeting with their teachers online. Their special education services were still being streamed virtually. And so when my kids went to get their annual evaluation over at the University of Minnesota with Dr. Rebecca Hudock, where they evaluate every year if a child has special needs, kind of like where they are. Like they'll say, okay, your child is 7, but he's really operating on a 4-year-old level, or he's really only talking like a 9-month-old child. I've been there, right? And so at that evaluation, the first one after COVID that was in person, I remember Dr. Hudock telling me, your kids are some of the only ones in your like little group that didn't lose progress. And so I said, well, what happened? How is it? Because, you know, what happened between my kids and the other kids at our church that that they all lost progress? They didn't have no internet. They was subsidized housing. Their parents couldn't afford it. They didn't have internet. So instead of getting iPads, they got workbooks. So instead of getting their services and their therapies and meeting with their special education teachers, they did without. Until everything opened back up, that's 2 years of therapy that they missed because they didn't have internet. And so when I heard about this new partnership that was going to give folks living in Minneapolis public housing residents more than 5,000 units free internet access, I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because this is needed and necessary. This new partnership is with the City of Minneapolis, the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority. They're partnering with Comcast, 5,000 residents living in 42 public housing high-rise locations right here in the City of Minneapolis. I'm not talking about throughout the state. That's 42 high-rise and 5,000 residents just in the City of Minneapolis alone are now going to be getting free internet. I said, okay, we got to break this down and figure out how this miracle happened. So I invited Tom Hoke. He is the Minneapolis Public Housing with the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority. He's a longtime CEO of Hennepin Theater Trust. If his name sounds familiar, he also worked as a deputy executive director of the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority and was the project manager for Minneapolis Community Development Agency. Tom, thank you so much for being on the show.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And I just am over the top excited about this partnership because this is going to have such an impact to get free Wi-Fi to these families living in public housing in the City of Minneapolis. How did this partnership with Comcast come about?
Well, this is really was initiated by Comcast, and they have done a similar venture in St. Paul, and we got in line, and they are now working with the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority. So you're correct. We have 42 high-rises around the City of Minneapolis. We are, in fact, the largest landlord in the City of Minneapolis and actually in the state. And so the ability to provide access to the internet is super important for our residents. Many have mobility issues. Many mm-hmm. are elderly or disabled, and so they're able to stay in touch with their loved ones, as well as now they'll be able to access telemedicine.
And you know, this is more than just about getting online to check your Facebook page or gaming or any right. of that other stuff. This is about opportunity, because if you are trying to apply for a job, you can't do that if you don't have internet. People are not going into places to apply for jobs anymore. Everything is online. I talked briefly before you came on the show about, you know, the difference that it made not having internet for families who have autistic children during COVID. Mm-hmm. They weren't able to do their telemedicine. Right. They weren't able to get their virtual therapy. And those kids lost so much progress.
Yes, yes. And now our residents will be able to access educational opportunities. As you said, they can apply for jobs. They can do the telemedicine, stay in touch with their loved ones. I mean, all of those things that are so essential today and that so many of us simply take for granted. Now our residents will be able to join that universe and be part of the larger community.
Now, this all kicked off at Hamilton Manor. I went to the news conference, covered it for WCCO Radio, and wanted to just really do more and have a real conversation about it. Because it's one thing to write up a story, take a couple of sound bites, you know, 20 yep. seconds here or there. But to have an in-depth conversation to talk about the real impact that this is going to make on those residents at Hamilton Manor. And when I walked in, Tom, I saw my church members. I saw Miss Eileen and so many others, and how excited they were to have this access. And here's the thing that really touched me. It is Miss Eileen, who was getting the internet for the first time, right? And she was like, you know, they were so patient with me, and you know, I didn't know how to get it all set up, and I didn't feel like they were rushing me. And he took his time. And Miss Eileen told me it took about 4 hours for her to get everything done. She said, I'm sure for somebody else, it would have took 10, 15 minutes, 30 at the most, but it took me 4 hours, she said, and I never felt like I was a burden. And so it's more than just providing internet service, but that culturally competent customer service that members of this particular community need that may be different from other Comcast customers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Comcast is committed to working with us on that. And so for this will be, we can do a very individualized approach. So we might have some residents who are more savvy when it comes to the internet and others who have never really done anything with the internet and need a little more help, and we can make that happen.
And, you know, one of the stories that I told in my story, and you all can find that at WCCORadio.com, is I talked to a lady named Sonia Stewart. She was there for the ribbon cutting and the kickoff at Hamilton Manor. And this is what she said that really struck me. She said, here's my chance to get on my feet. You know, this is a real opportunity for folks living in that high rise. Talk to me about what this means, that they are seen, they feel valued, they feel like somebody cares.
Absolutely. They feel like they feel like they are seen. And, you know, many people don't realize that the average income of the residents who reside in our 42 high rises is $13,000 a year. So they are very, very low income. And so the ability to access the internet, you know, through the installation of this equipment by Comcast is going to make a huge difference in people's ability to interact with the world.
And I am so glad and excited that this is happening. The elder residents there who Comcast took the time to help them get set up, the young children who and their families, and folks like Sonia Stewart, who say that this partnership is really going to help them get on their feet. And Xfinity Network is going to be installing this in phases, right? There are three buildings already completed. And talk to me about the rest that are set up to be Wi-Fi ready by the end of 2026. This is a $1.8 million investment.
Yes, it's a huge investment, and Comcast is making it very easy for the Housing Authority. You can imagine that, you know, we receive federal funding, and we're stressed because there's a lot of changes happening at the federal level, and so the ability to partner with Comcast to get this equipment into these high-rises is going to be, it is super helpful to us and to our residents. And so, as you said, you know, three are done, and they're just going to be working their way through the system. To get equipment in each of the units in each of the buildings. And that's, you know, we're just beside ourselves with excitement.
Well, Mr. Tom Hoke, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and helping me talk further about this. It was so fascinating and so important and so amazing, the work that is being done with Comcast at these low-income housing units, these high-rise buildings where took me back home to my childhood where, you know, you feel like people don't see you. You feel like you're not valued. You feel like you're the low person on the totem pole. And to have a big company like Comcast come in and say, I see you. You're worth something. We're going to put something in here. We're going to add value to your life. It really lifted the spirits of those people and took me back to my childhood. So I appreciated it in a very different way than, you know, some of my colleagues who were there covering the story. And I also appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it. And I'd love to come back when we've got them all completed.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
1.5 hours is not enough to keep me from visiting my son Andrew at St. Cloud State University. He moved into his first little apartment, his grown man stuff. Instead of moving out of the dorms and coming home, he found a little job at the Lazy Boy up in St. Cloud. They just opened up. They were looking for salesmen and saleswomen to work the floor. Andrew applied, and he's actually the only college student part-timer who is there with the rest of the real adults who are working full-time selling furniture. And so I said, well, what you gonna do, son? And he said, well, I'm gonna stay here. I'm 18 years old. And he said something that just touched my spirit. He said, I don't want to be a burden on my family. And I said, and I don't want it for you either. I want you to go ahead and do your thing and be a grown adult man and live your best life. Go be great. And so he found a little apartment across the street from campus. His dad went last week, helping move all of his stuff in. And of course, I had to be nosy. You know, I had to go check it out, see what was going on. And so the perfect excuse came when his car, he put some bad gas in his car. He's going to learn the hard way. We keep telling him, listen, go to Costco to get your gas. Don't be stopping at all these little mom and pop gas stations that don't really have a name. Half the pumps got bad yellow bags on them. There's a warning there from the state of Minnesota. Just because it's cheap gas doesn't mean it's good gas. Don't put it in your car. Son, you're driving an Audi. Okay. The people at Luther Automotive were very kind to you. They let you buy an $11,000 car, which was stinking $5,000. Don't put this bad gas in there and ruin the car. What my teenager do? He put the bad gas in there. So the car had to go to the shop. So when the car got fixed, that was the excuse I needed to drive it back to St. Cloud and visit him and see his new place. And so I got there and it was a cute little apartment, two bedroom. He's waiting on them to assign a roommate. And it's adorable. It's absolutely adorable if he gets some of that stuff out of the way. And y'all, it was everything that I could do to not get up and start washing them dishes. I had to bite my tongue. It was bleeding when I got ready to leave because he had his clothes everywhere, right? And he's got bins, right? We bought bins and he could put those things in the bins so that it won't just be on the floor. So like blankets and sheet and clothing and stuff, they were on the floor. Now, you've never been in my house, most people haven't, but there's nothing on the floor in my house. Like the only thing on the floor are feet. Everything has a place. That's our motto here. Everything has a place. Nothing should be on the floor. My neighbor Tracy lives three doors down. She just can't believe it. She was like, I never see anything on the floor at your house. Only thing on my house on the floor is feet and shoes. That's it. But I did it, y'all. I made it. Y'all would be so proud of me. I visited for an hour and a half and I did not once get up and start moving stuff. I didn't fold anything. I didn't start organizing. I tried not to criticize too much. I did say a couple of times, you know, you don't forget you got your bins, put your things in your bins, you know, so I did a little bit of that, but I didn't do the hands on. But here's the thing that got me, y'all. Now, y'all know I'm from the generation born in 1972 where we raised our kids and we arranged their friends and play dates. Like, you know, when we were growing up, you just went outside and played. You figured out who the cool kids were. You figured out who the mean kids were. You figured out who the bullies were. And then you hung out with those people that you liked. You didn't hang out with the bullies. And your mama didn't have to tell you, hey, don't hang with him. If he popped you in the face, you knew that this was not your friend. If he made fun of you because, you know, you had on last year's clothes or you were wearing your big sister's clothes and they realized that, then you knew, hey, I can hang with him. But we did not allow our kids to develop the mental capacity to figure out who was a friend and who was not, because we arranged the play dates. We arranged the fun stuff. We had our own little circle and friend group. We picked and choose for our kids who their friends would be as much as we could up to a certain point. We did not tell our kids just go outside and play and let them figure out who the nice kids were. And then, you know, get some emotional, you know, mental work done so that they can, you know, just kind of have some tricks to figure out like, okay, this person is not really nice. This person can't be trusted. I told him a secret last week and he went back and told everybody who I was really in love with. And this girl, she had somebody on a three-way when I was telling her. So our kids, they don't know how to deal with that. Don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to, they don't know how to deal with that because we arranged all that. And guess what? That continues. Because when I asked Andrew who was going to be his roommate, he said, I don't know, but I filled out the roommate survey. I said, well, son, what is a roommate survey? And he said, the roommate survey is when they ask me the list of questions about what I want in a roommate. And then they match me with somebody. So it's not just who's available gets in that room. It's who's available that's also compatible, Like my son was like, I like a male or female roommate. It doesn't, gender doesn't matter, but I don't want somebody who smokes, and I don't want somebody who has a pet. And he's just start going down this list. And I said, well, do you have a copy of the roommate survey? Y'all, they're asking questions like, would you share an apartment with somebody who is not vegan? Do you have a preference on, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. I'm talking down to scents and lotions and oils and perfumes. I mean, all this stuff. So even going into adulthood, kids in this generation still having their play dates arranged. All right, it is 1:32. We've got more to come on the Shaletta Show. Y'all stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let me express myself right now and say congratulations to Miss Nakisha Nation. Makisha was honored recently by the Minneapolis St. Paul Journal for being one of the top 50 women in business in this great state of Minnesota. Her speech was amazing. She honored her mother who was there for the event. Mama was crying. I was crying. The room was crying. Makisha, again, congratulations. Thank you for joining us today on the Shaletta Show. You got to take me back to that moment where you got up on that stage in that beautiful green dress, and behind you on this big giant screen was your photo and your name and your mama. Girl, I'm getting tingling not thinking about it. And your mama sitting there, and I'm sure she's thinking about it. She raised you and she did all she could and she made the sacrifices, and here's her baby girl up on stage being honored. Your husband was sitting there and he was crying. We were snotting and stuff. Girl, it wasn't a dry napkin that table 42. Okay, what was that like to be on that stage speaking to your husband and your mother and all of us in the room about this amazing honor?
Well, Shaletta, it was kind of out of this world. You know, in the speech I talked about, you know, from the time I was like 11 years old, my dad has always been giving me leadership books and John Maxwell cassette tapes. These young kids don't even know what a cassette tape is. They wouldn't even know what to do with it if I handed it to them, right? And I just think about all those amazing women, the other honorees alongside me and our amazing table. It was truly like one of the most special moments I've had this year. And I think it was timely. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes, you know, blessings show up on time to remind you who you are, because you get to do this work and it's hard, and working in education, there's ups and downs, but it felt to me like just a chance to love on my teachers for the work that they do, school leaders, to talk about the brilliance of students, and to remind us, like, this is a difficult time right now for our country. We're more divided now than we should be. And I just want folks to think about what it takes to make change happen. And a lot of that happens by centering community and collaborating with each other and seeing each other in our humanity. And so for me, it was just this incredible moment to be honored, but also to kind of help everybody remember who we are in Minnesota. We can do hard things, and we can collaborate, and we can make change happen for our students and for our babies.
And I just want to say, you know, the reason that you were being honored is because of the work that you do at Teach for America Minnesota, the organization that you run here locally, where you recruit teachers and you advocate for them and you bring them into the classroom. And it is just amazing to see how powerful your work is. And you talk about collaboration, and Minnesota is one of the most amazing places I've ever lived. You know, we have more co-ops here in this state than anywhere else in the country because of the spirit of collaboration. And I know that Teach for America does a really amazing job at, you know, collaborating with other organizations. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, we can't do this work alone. You know, we didn't get into this problem alone in terms of making sure that all students have access to opportunity. And so it's not something we can solve by ourselves. And so when we think about our work in Teach for America, we want it to be student informed. We want to make sure we have the perspective of community very present in our work. So a lot of times we're talking to our students. They're our end user and our customer. If they feel like the class is not right, the class is not right. You know what I mean? And so that partnership starts with the students in your classroom, but it also looks at community organizations. Like, think about our work that we've done in the past with Northside Achievement Zone, where they really helped us navigate the pandemic with our teachers talking about resiliency and their own emotional well-being. And by them focusing on that, it gave them the capacity to pour into their students. I think about, I just came today from Luna and the Bear. We were celebrating the graduation program for our recent fellowship programs, where we bring together educators from all across the Twin Cities to work on a collaborative project where they get mentorship and coaching. And these are veteran educators that really want to think about taking their skills to the next level. And I saw their capstone presentations today. And let me tell you, Shaletta, I was about to be in tears. I mean, they're talking about how to honor the brilliance of our babies, how to work with other educators. One of our teachers brought Tyrone Guzman into their classroom and started a partnership with Hennepin Library. So I love seeing that, because teachers have to feel that support from their community, and the community has to also show up in the classroom in ways that reflect back the brilliance of the amazing community that we have here in Minnesota.
And you are celebrating 15 years of impact. You've got an event coming up. We want to tell people all about it. But first, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, how you can support Makisha and Teach for America after the break. It is 1:49, and you are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Continue our conversation with Makisha Nation with Teach for America. Now, what are y'all doing on Saturday, June 14th? What are y'all doing? Y'all got something to do?
We got something to do.
A little something.
Our 15th anniversary in this community. And to me, it's an incredible celebration because you have to stop at those milestones and just talk about the incredible work you've done. And I'm so proud of this community and our team. Since 2009, we've trained over 325 brand new teachers and impacted close to 35,000 students in this community. And we have this amazing alumni network of over 950 leaders and teachers all across the state. And so we want them to be energized. We want them to feel celebrated for the impact that they've made. And we want to inspire our community to continue to invest in this work. And so I'm just really excited. We're going to be at the Children's Theater. So I can't think of any better place to have a celebration where children are center stage in our community to really highlight the impact that Teach for America and our partners have to make sure more students are learning, leading, and thriving in this community.
And that is Saturday, June 14th, Children's Theater Company. The welcome reception starts at 6. There's a seated program and dinner at 7 and a reception at 8:30. It is the celebration for Teach for America, 15 years of creating impact in this community. But it is also a fundraiser. Talk to me about where the money that you will be raising, that people will be donating, what will you use these funds and this money for?
Yeah, so, you know, a big part of our mission at Teach for America is to find, develop, and support extraordinary leaders to transform education and expand opportunities for children. So some of the most important work we can do is in recruiting and identifying talent, especially folks from different backgrounds that mirror the students that we serve here in Minnesota. And so that those dollars go directly to helping teachers transition into education, to supporting them. We run a summer practicum that's getting ready right after that anniversary. We go live with about 250 to 300 students in the East Metro in St. Paul at Hmong, a college prep academy. And so the funds help support our summer learning opportunities for students. It helps to train our next generation of teachers, and it helps to think about how do we continue to build the capacity of our leaders through our fellowship programs and other initiatives? And so I'm really excited because I know that that investment from the community goes a long way to directly impact teachers in schools each and every day. And it's also going to help us launch a new tutoring program next fall. And so I'm really excited about momentum that's going to continue to build for our students and our teachers.
Okay, so folks are listening. They've got a glitter dress. They want to get dressed up and go somewhere. They can come hang with me. I'll be emceeing that night. My friend Glenn Flatterblow is going to be doing the silent auction. It is going to be the live auction. It is going to be an amazing time that evening. How can folks get tickets? How can they find out more information?
First of all, if you're on Instagram, Teach for America Twin Cities, we have a lot of information on the website about the event and ways to get tickets. So you can click on our Instagram and follow that. We also have our teachforamerica.org/twin-cities website that also has lots of information for how you can get tickets. You don't want to miss this event. In addition to hearing about all the incredible work, there's student performances, lunchroom performing arts, there's a ballet folklorical group, there's a spoken word artist. So it's going to be a good time. It's not a stuffy event. It's going to be something where you leave inspired, energized, and ready to tackle the next big thing in education in our community.
I am so excited about this event. June 14th, that's a Saturday, kicks off with a welcome reception at 6 p.m. at the Children's Theater Company. 15 years of impact. That is what Teach for America has had. And Makisha, we talked earlier before the break about partnerships and collaboration. You cannot do this without your sponsors. There's some very amazing organization and people in this community that have been ride or die with you. Talk to me about the sponsors for this year's celebration.
Yes, I'm so excited about how our community has shown up for us. One of the sponsors that I'd love to just spotlight on a little bit is Cargill Foundation, and they have been partnered with us since we almost started in the region, specifically around STEM. So when you think about what it takes for young people to have access to high-quality STEM instruction and to have teachers that reflect their background that are teaching science and math subjects, we know that if you don't have that opportunity to have high-quality instruction in those subjects, you start to not see yourself as someone that can do science and math. And think about all the amazing companies that are in the Twin Cities. So I'm really excited that they've come in at that STEM sponsor level, really help accelerate our work and to shine a spotlight on how do we prepare students today for the futures that they're going to have tomorrow in STEM careers and professions. The Minnesota Vikings is also one of our sponsors, and I'm really grateful for them. They've continued to sponsor our keynote speaker event series, and so they've really stepped up with our event this year. There's going to be some incredible silent auction and live auction items. We have a partnership with Oguami, Sean Sherman's team, so there's going to be some cool things around that. There's going to be a trip to the Napa Valley that's on the sponsor on the live auction. So, you know, I feel like folks should come and they should be excited to celebrate our teachers, and should bring their pocketbooks because right. There's going to be some fun things that they can bid on and participate in. And, you know, and so at the end of the day, we do this because we want to see a world where teachers, parents, students, policymakers are all working together to ensure that our children have the foundation they need to learn, lead, and thrive, and to shape a better future for themselves and for all of us. So it goes to a good cause and a direct benefit to our community.
Well, I can't thank you enough for not only coming on this show to talk about it, but for putting it on, for doing the work. It's going to be an amazing night. It's going to be a lot of fun. But before we have fun, you have built an amazing foundation in this community, 15 years of impact. We're going to be celebrating that. And there's so many young people and teachers and parents who have benefited so much from the work that you have done. So on behalf of everybody, thank you. I mean, people don't say it often, and so I need to say it. Thank you so much for everything that you've done to make the classrooms and the education better for all of our kids.
I'm so grateful for that, Shaletta. And it wouldn't happen without advocates like you shining a spotlight on our work, without my incredible team, our board directors, and our teachers and our leaders across the state each and every day that show up for kids. I do the work I do because I want to continue to pour into them for the impact they're making in our community today and for tomorrow.
All right, Miss Makisha Nation with Teach for America. It is 1:57, and you all don't go anywhere. Next hour, we're talking to a nurse practitioner from MHealth Fairview about how this smoky weather is impacting our kids with asthma and what, if anything, we can do about it. And I'll tell you about an event where you can go tonight, dance, kick up your heels, and have a good time for a good cause. There's more to come on the Shaletta Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.